Rav Shreiber is mevarer a shtickel the halachas of Bdikas Chometz the Rav Pesach and the Seder of Bochim that leave early, late the halacha chazal o metaken hilchus Bdikas Chometz first Mishnah beginning of Psochim כל מוקים שמכניסים בי חומץ צורך בדיקה. מור עושה מרטף, it is a מרטף, it's a storage place that you have. You also have to check. Why? Because it's a storage place of wine. Not of bread, crackers. Sometimes in the middle of the meal, the shamash goes and he has a sandwich and he puts down the sandwich and he forgets and he takes the wine. So mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. So if this Yaakov, this is called mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. So you have to know that all different closets that sometimes you put in chometz, it's called mokim shemachnisim by chometz. It doesn't have to be mamish a place that you have chometz. A lot of rooms after Purim, the whole area of the place that the olam are in Purim is b'derek ha mokim shemachnisim by chometz. We have to know that doesn't mean dafka mokim shemamish machnisim bechovet. Chazal u'mechayev abdike. Chazal u'mechayev sheyivdek lo'ir aner, oir la'arbos or boitkim lo'ir aner. So if a person will try to check his house lo'ir aner, the mistama will take him over 30 days to do it. So the shayla is what to do. So in Bnei Brak is machmirim that they start to check after Purim, and every night the husband and the wife they go around for 2-3 hours with a candle. I'm sure some of you also have such a meeting in America. One night they check the house in the city, one in the Catskills, every night a different house, yeah. And what they do with the packets, they do it lo'ir aner. They can't do it later on there, so they do it in the afternoon, la'ir hachamo, or up near the windows. The drawers they also take out every afternoon. But some people don't do it. I heard there are yechidim in America that don't do it yet. So what is their heter? They have another heter. They claim we clean so well today. I'll give you an example. A guy washes his hands with soap for half an hour. He has to take a candle after to check inside the cracks of his skin. A person takes the table, he washes it, he cleans it. Well, now what? To check what? It's clean. So they claim it becomes mokum she'ein machnisim b'chometz. They have a shtickel raya, these people. I even heard once a shir from one, from some such a rav. Yeah, got to consider shtickel choshev. But he said, Mishnevuah says that is a minhag that some people put erev bdikas chometz. They put 10 pieces of bread that people look for it. That's a minhag. Yeah, is it that inyan? Who hides it? The father, the kids, the different shittas. Who has to hide it? But the Mishnah says, "V'kayoyim shemenakim heitev ulay meikar adin tzorich leamich pliti." So they bring right from this sharatziyun that could be when you clean meikar adin today is no chivdik. That was related maybe a different mahalach in the sharatziyun. Shulzama didn't hold from this mahalach. He bought a raya, I remember this, I heard from him in Shir. It says, Loi bodak lo'oir aner. צורך להחזיק ולבדק לא ידע. A person checked Leila Arbosso, but he didn't check with a candle. צורך להחזיק ולבדק לא ידע. Why? After he checked already, it became מוקם שהם מכניסים בחורץ. Okay, you could say that he didn't check with water and that. He just went around. But if someone washes the floors and vacuums, the Zalman Erbach's shita was that you clean the whole house and Leil Bdikas Chometz, you go with a candle and you check that everything is checked. That is Rabbi Zalman's Mahalach. You go around with a candle in the house and you check that everything is checked. Again, you don't have to follow Rabbi Zalman, but then you have to check for 30 days. But if not, it's time to go around the house to look for the pieces. This mamish shemocha v'tala. So you have to know what you're doing. So Shmuel Zalman says, you check that it's checked. There's a sefer Meir HaGadol. Came out after Shmuel Zalman's lifter. You see him standing opposite a huge closet with a candle. He just opens the closet. And what he sees? He sees all the towels are organized. Oh, he sees his rabbits in check. She cleaned the place. He brings a raya from a gemore. The gemore in Psochim Dav Dalet frek ta kashe. Velivdek b'shis. For him, Shem Zalman, what does the hava mean? A guy could check his house in a half an hour? Now, one mamshich. A lot of people check the house and they leave one corner where they eat the chametz. If it's a garage, if it's a porch. What they do after that, they eat. Today, Baruch Hashem, people don't do it so much, but in the old days people did it. They eat there, lel, because chametz, and they eat there in the morning. Then what they do in the morning, they wash the place. Frankly, Shem Zalman, what helps that you wash the place? I said, then you have to check Lo'er Hanel, you have to bring a candle. So Shem Zalman said like this. We said, Kol Mokim Shemachnisim Bechomet Tzorich Bdike. We said you have a storage place with wine. Sometimes the Shamash comes in with a sandwich, you have to check. There's a Mishnah in Choshishim Shemo Giro Chuldo. Shemkein Ein Ladom Osoif. The chances that the sandwich is left in the basement, the stomach is less from the cat. That old days, the cats were all over the place, yeah. Rats, I'm sure they were. So, Belel Arboso Chazal were mechayev to check every suffix. Shem agir achuldo, yinat mechuyev. Melam Shem Zalman says, Lel Bdikas Chometz, you have to check the whole house. Even that room that you're planning to eat. You can check and say, it's Chometz here, it's Chometz there. Then, even if you eat it by night, Chometz, and again it gets dirty with Chometz, then it's no more Bdim Bdikas L'Oiranel. Then it's enough just to clean the place. But Lo Yitzir, that room was skipped at the night of Pesach. And was not checked with a candle. In the morning, you have to check that room with a candle. The halva einam yoydim. We'll go to the second halach. Chazal say, boitkim lo iraner, freg de gemore velivdek beyemome, umeshani shrage betiare mayahan. The candle in the day doesn't help. What is the pshat? Some people say by day you can't realize the candle. Some say the day makes the candle to light shvacher. It's brought down that they were hiding in the caves in the rooms, and they didn't know if it's day or night. They lit the candle and they saw when it lit strong, they knew it's night. When it's shvach, they knew it's day. Some say we have a drosha, chipus miner v'ner michipus. By day you don't need the ner. What is the shot? The Shaila is, in our generation, and here every Bachar will yell a different answer, and this is one of the examples for life. You have to shut the light when you check chametz or not. You have to shut the light or not. What? So I see 50% say for sure not, 50% say for sure yes. Every guy only knows what they do in his house. Like some guys think for sure. It's not a tzad that they don't shut the light. You know that most of the guys don't shut the light, you know? You thought everyone shuts the light, right? Most is what you think. He says most people don't shut the light. Kale, he's right. Let me shut it. Yeah? But my father shuts the light. I also shut the light. Yeah, some people say if you shut the light, you can't find. Yeah? Nowadays, if you lose something in the house, you shut the light, then you open the light. Yeah? The Mitzvah is this. Does it shine? I don't know, but the Mitzvah said, well, this you could find, but you can't shut the light here. I'll leave you a shekel here. I'll give you a candle. After an hour, you open the light and you'll find a shekel. Right? That's the Mitzvah. This is what daytime. The candle is a candle. Chazal said candle is candle. So what if the light is on? Moshe, that book that they have the picture of Shemazam in the closet, you see the bulb is on. Yeah? Now, the ones that closer, the light is a din to check the Ohr HaNer. The light disturbs the Ohr HaNer. The other ones say, the light doesn't disturb. By day was disturbed. For Moshe Feinstein, they say that he took a flashlight. You start with a candle, he took a flashlight. Because the Vodashah, what is the mile of the nail? It focuses and gets to every corner. Has a mile. Right? And Moshe go to eye doctor, he shuts the light and he puts a little light on you. Yeah? That was last week. So why did I ask? Why I just saw the big light? Leave the light and only my eyes. No, if the big light is there, he can't see inside my eyes. I went to the eye doctor. I had to go last week to the eye doctor. He wanted to check my eyes. He made the whole room dark and then he put a light on me. Well, he couldn't leave the light and just put another light into my eye. Tells us. No one asks there. Yeah? I wanted to ask him what he doesn't think of chametz, but he didn't have a yarmulke. So I was not sure if he checks chametz. Yeah? We call Mekoyim. So it's two minhagim. Again, the ones that have. When I do the mice in the Moshe, in my house, we shut the light. But when we get to places that we can't check, we just open the light. But again, it's two minhagim. I'm saying the ones that want to have also a flashlight. I've had it's a hidu. But you know, you can't machir. Everyone has to follow his meaning.
Flashlight is more of a hidu than turning on the big light.
Yeah, because could be the mile first. Could be again today. It's already 2017, and some claim that if I started to speak about this flashlight, and Moshe Feinstein, the flashlights were really made from fire. That was like a nail. Today, most of the flashlights are these LEDs, LED something. But so that doesn't have a din fire mamish. But pashas, even the din ner is not chalois din ner. Yeah, means a light that you light that you have that you can go to every place. What is the mind of the ner? To take it lechogim v'sdokim under the bed, you have something available. And if will not be a ner, you'll check with the light of the room. But then under the bed you can't check. And the cracks you can't check. And our days, the ones that say not to do with a candle say, the guy that checks with a candle doesn't go to the carpets, doesn't go near the blankets. He starts to go, his mother starts yelling, yeah, you bring it out. That is the two tzedotim should be. So I'm saying, you know, everyone has to do really what is his meaning. It's... But again, Vad, if you have places that you're scared from the candle, for sure open the light and check there. That is no question about it. But it's a matter, if you don't have a candle, so how you check if the house is clean? You just go around. But if you have a candle, also the light. So most people have a candle. I'll say 90% of clients will go with a candle. 50% of them will show the light, 50% don't show the light. But it's 10% of the Pirim Moshe, they start with the candle and then they go to the flashlight.
And with the flashlight, does that shut the light also?
Yeah, flashlight shut the light.
That's the same, it doesn't darken it.
Yeah, but the flashlight, the candle today you can't, no one goes in between the bed and the carpet, no one puts it in the candle. No one. That's the mitzvah, we don't go nowhere with the candle. It drips. Well, the wax drips along the... I normally have every Erev Pesach, I buy a new suit. I buy one Erev Pesach and a Yud Gimel, and then straight after the biggest chometz, I have to buy a new suit because it's, the wax drips. It's very hard to peel it off after it. It's not. So I'm saying, so yeah, I don't know, maybe in the old days people knew how to use candles. It was different. That was the way that people used. Today, a candle is something that. But again, I'm saying, and this is my meaning, and my parents' meaning. You have to know that most clearly saw left it like that, but they checked with a candle. It was the same Shem HaMoshe that he checked with a flashlight. He started with a candle, and he went to a flashlight. Now, what you look for? The shaylas, we look for big pieces, for loads of breads, for wafels, or we look for crumbs. That's the shayla. Now, as a Gemara in Psochim Davar Amud Beis, Pirurim Batli Me'aleim. Now, the Gemara there is talking about Bitu. Haboidik Tzor Sheyevatel Ulemai. Ilein Mishum Pirurim O Batli Me'aleim. So, for sure, Pirurim Batli Me'aleim, even if you didn't do Bitu. The Shaila is, but Chazal will metaken a Bedike for Pirurim or not? And I will explain. One side is, you start Psochim, why in the Bedike's Chobetz? Table him inside Bitu. First Rashi and Tesis and Psochim. So Tesis says, Shemu Yavu Lo'ochle. Rashi says, Shemu Le'bitlo Yofre. Pirurim don't need bitu, so there'll be no reason to make bdikah for pirurim. Even if it's a it could be, would be. And the Ritvo in the Marav Chalav and Psochim Davov state, Ein no tzorich livdek b'shvil pirurim. Aval yesh me'agdoilim sheyodim u'menakim ha'karka u'mevim tarnegoilim sheyoichlu ha'pirurim. So why is it was the old machlekes if we check for pirurim or not? And the Mishnah Berurah is Noach Ureh, and Maiserav it's Bodam Shagro Boda Kasforim Shenishtamesh Boim Beisa Seuda. Pashtus, you read the Goyen like this: Hagro Hoyoboide Kasforim Shenishtamesh Beisa Seuda. The Sforim that he used when he was eating, this Sforim he checked was Mokum Shemachnisim Bechomets. Some read it different. Bodak Asforim, that he was planning to put on the table for Pesach. Bodak Asforim Shenishtamesh Bohem, and I will explain the difference. The Orach HaShulchan says you check Sforim that you use during when you eat, that you ate when you learn. And as I said, the Chazanish, what Chazal said, Pirulim Batli Me'alei, but it's a Din B'dik. The Chaya Odom says, why we check Choyim V'Zdokim? Even at Purim Batli Me'aleim Shomer Yomi Lo'ochle. Chofetz Chaim has a sefer Machne Yisrael. It's a sefer for soldiers. All different kulas. And he tells them that they have to check rocks. Some bring a raya from the Chok Yankev. Everyone knows there's a halacha to check pockets. Right? The derech klal, when you're 5 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old, you do it. Slowly, slowly you start to check your pockets. Right? I don't know what age you're holding. You check every pocket? I'm all you check? Everyone started with it, yeah? We think maybe the dry cleaner, maybe the washing machine kills it. In a second, I'm not going to have the answer. Yeah? Why you check pockets? Bokeh shemachnisim bechomets. Shem Shabua says, sometimes without realizing you put chametz in your pocket. Sometimes. A good piece of cake, you just put it in the pocket. Chuk Yankiv says, no. Sometimes you eat and you have crumbs and they fall into the pocket. In the shirt you can see a lot of times. Heavy shirt, so this color in the bottom is like black, yeah? Who put the black things inside? They fall in. The crumbs fall in. So, stated the Chuk Yankiv that you check for crumbs? Shavuot doesn't say. Shavuot says we check, maybe a mistake I put food. So the Maise Rav, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch HaShulchan, Chazanish Chayodom, hold you have to check. From the Zaman Oyabach holds you don't have to check for crumbs. He brings a Rav from a Sharatziyun, he says that you don't have to check the place where the chickens are, because the most is only crumbs left. And the truth of Ramesh Feinstein, he says you only have to check for pirurim like pretzels, he writes in the Tshuva. Pei reish tzadik lamed. Even though it doesn't have a kezayis, but for a little crumb, there's no chash. So the Velt says, even if you don't want to check the sforim, we'll see in a second, but you can bring them to the table in Pesach. Because there's a tzad that some crumbs will fall from the sforim. In Bnei Brak, in Chaim Kanievsky, they check the Sfarim. Every sefer, every page. The ones that they don't check, they sell to a goy. Not only that they sell it to a goy, they make a mechitza. So when you go to Chaim Kanievsky, you see all the Sfarim are covered with plastics. Bezach. Why? The shayla was, if it's enough to sell it to, we know chometz, you have to make a mechitza. Crumbs, you have to make a mechitza for the crumbs or not? Chazanish said you have to make mechitza for the crumbs. But was the machlek is besofik crumbs. So in Bnei Brak, they make a mechitza for the sforim. I also make a mechitza for the sforim. First, I'm also Bnei Brak. But more from that, I don't want my kids in a mistake to go over to the closet and take out a sefer and bring it to the table. So like this, everything is covered with plastic. What mamshich? Bochrim that go away. Some bochrim, lemoshel, they leave yeshiva. So if they leave take, lemoshel, erev Pesach in the morning, so they could check Lel Yudalet, and then they go back home. Yeah. But some bochrim leave. So some bochrim already left before Purim. Before Shleishim, right? But, and then for these Bochum, we don't talk, yeah? I don't know, they're called Bochum, yeah? Maybe they call Balabatim. But we'll speak about the Bochum. They have to check or they don't have to check? Now, there's different groups of Bochum that come to ask the Shayla. Baba Zadim, the whole Dira is leaving tomorrow. The whole deer is living in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They want to know, they have to check or not. We're speaking of a case that the deer stays there, and that goes back to the Malabayit. There's so many questions. They have to check or not. So, Ikar Adin, Toch Shloshim Yom, they have to check. Now, as the Eitzah, it's called, you sell it to a guy. You sell the chametz to a goy. And you rent the apartment to the goy, the mokum that the chametz is. And you don't go into the chametz, so what is the problem? Moshe, a person has a bottle of whiskey and he sells it to a goy. How he checks it? He sells it to a goy, what is to check? It's on the shelf. It's 1,750, yeah? He has an expensive bottle, 1,750. How he checks that bottle? Well, he goes in and burns it. The bottle will stand there. So what he's doing? He sells it to a guy. So he could check inside the whiskey. He doesn't want to check. So now I go, I have a house full with chametz, I'm selling it to the guy. What is the check? What I'm checking? It's sold to the guy. I'm selling it to the guy. And became a musical. The Mishnah Berurah has a problem. If you sell it on the Erev Pesach, Lel Yudalet, you didn't sell it yet. If Lel Yudalet, you didn't sell it yet. So, Belel Yudalet, you were mechuyev to check. So what I do with the bottle of whiskey? No, so the bottle of whiskey, I know it's in the break front. It's in the whiskey closet, I don't know how you call it, the shelf. But here, I don't know where is my chametz. Some say, no, Vale Maisa will sell it, and it will be closed in Pesach. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, I have an eitzah. Sell it couple minutes before Lel Yudalet. This is what we call Mechiras Yud Gimel. I want you to know the cloud. As a Mechiras Yudalet, and as a Mechiras Yud Gimel. We call this Mechiras Yud Gimel. The Mechira is Chal before the Zman of the Dikas Chometz. B'mele, I was Mufka from the Mitzvah. So every Bochur that goes away, the first thing is you do Mechiras Yud Gimel. Don't do Mechiras Yud Aleph. We do every Mechiras Yud Gimel, we also sell the Yud Dalet. If Chametz came in, if something came into the house later, we also sell it to the guy. So you do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, some shit is sold, Mechiras Yud Gimel is also not good. Why? You mafkia yourself from doing the mitzvah. V'yefshor lafkia mitzvah. So what is the Eitzah, Zog the Mishnah Berurah? You leave one little area, Daladamis, in the Pesach of the Bais. And that Daladamis you don't check. Sorry, you don't sell to the guy. And in that Daladamis you do Bdikas Chometz. When? Or before you leave your dira. But sometimes it's very hard to do that because there's different guys in the dira and it doesn't work out so well. So when you come to America, or England, or France, or Switzerland, or Russia, or where you live, yeah? You go to your father, and you ask your father to be makna to you, or to rent out to you the bedroom where you're sleeping. And you do the bdika in your bedroom. It's not enough that anyway your father tells you to do that. Because you're doing your b'shliches at your father. You make sure that you receive a place that you have to check, and you make a b'dike b'lel yudalet. This is the eitzah for people that want to skip on themselves the oil of b'dikas chometz. Some shittas will be holding, like the tzad of the Mishnah Berurah, that no, even mechiras yudalet could pattern me. Even Mechiras Yudalet could pattern me. But the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik about that. Dahainu, if I know that when Pesach will come, I will be potu, because already it will be sold, so I'm not mechuyev to check tonight. Other than that, now I'm chayev. So we do Mechiras Yud Gimel. Mechiras Yud Gimel, your father does Mechiras Yud Gimel, he sells the basement, he sells the garage, he sells the closets, the cupboards, and the kitchen, cabinets, all of these things are good. But you are selling everything what you own. All of your schus and shukmas, everything what you have in your dira you're selling. So could be your mafkia the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah, the eitzah is, you leave yourself a place that you're not selling your mechiras yud gimel, and there you do the bdikah. Some Ibra people ask me if it's an eitzah that they have a car. They sell mechiras yud gimel, they want to check their car. And Bochum don't have cars, I know, but I'm saying, you can get light to go back, yeah? They have a car. Or Balabatim. He goes to Miami. The place really is clean, at least this one he relies on the goy, there's no, yeah. But he makes him a chesed gimel for his house in Flatbush. So he hears the shir, he says, okay, so I'm not leaving the room, I'm ready in the afternoon, I'm going, I'm not checking my house. So, what to do? So I said, you have to get a place. You might as well get a car. My feeling is that car is not enough. Mistam is a chiyuv to check the car. For sure it's a chiyuv to clean the car. For sure it's a chiyuv to check. Well, because one Mishabur says to leave a place, every person has pockets. Why do Mishabur say to check his pockets? But the shayla is fakel. I got ready. A couple of years I get the shayla every time. A guy doesn't have a house. He sold his house. He has a car. To make a bracha on the car? If you have a house, you make a bracha. Leib b'dikas chometz. I got a shayla from a person. He sold his house in America. He's here. He's coming to his kids. On the Golish. But he has a car. He rented a car at the airport. He rented a car. To check it with a bracha or without a bracha. So the chesed to be a rov is you can't say, I hear it's a nice shayla. The guy was like, yes or no? Bracha of a Torah or not? You pass me that not. It's going to call you. No, I'm saying. So, this is the shayla. This is the shayla. If a car is called house or not. I remember Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa told me there was a bus driver, a fruit bus driver, that put a mezuzah on his bus. He saw that bus with the mezuzah. His house. It's a mezuzah in his house. Not speaking of these, you know, people have like, yeah, some people have a car and they have like a tail, like a little house that goes with them, yeah? That could be that taket is chayv mezuzah. There, that house is could be taket. Could be, you could make a bracha. But a guy that has a regular car, 4 seats, 7 seats, 10 seats, let me show you how many seats. Tashis. אבל את מחוי בדיקה, את מוגן שמכניס את החובת. פאק את האוז הוא מחוי בדיקה. אבל I don't know if you could make a broch on it. I don't know if you could make a broch.
So if a guy is
cleaning
his room from his father, he has to
have
the
kinyan
ready from
Yigum? Rosh
Hashanah
makes the mechira? No. But he has to make sure before Yudalat to have.
When? By when?
He's not mafkeh, but a little bit before Nacht to clean his room.
Has to be a place that he can make a broch on?
Then he could make a bdika. A broch is yaitza with his father. Broch is yaitza with his father. So I'm saying, it's hard, I'm scared that a person will make a broch on a car, a valley you have to check, but it's not enough to have a car, as if it's not enough to have a pocket, you have to leave yourself a room, or a rent a room. But this is the yaitza. Now, another zach, it's very, very important. For every bocher to do bedikas chometz, like we said now, but not only that, to do bitul, to say kol chamiro vechamiro deike b'yushus, the chazise yudalei chazise, the biyalte yudalei bivate, the bottom of the hefka kafradar, the bottom of the kafradar, and that's what it's called now. Yeah? Why? I get phone calls every year. I found, you know, there's a meaning of some bachrim, they go on the plane, they take like little bottles of whiskey. They put them in the pockets. Mariam do yomim rabim, yeah? In the middle of Pesach, he found a bottle of whiskey in his pocket. He never made bitul. No bitul. Guys come back, oh, we found in a closet. So if he sold everything that he has all over the country, all over the world, Chodesh is not able by the Goy because he sold it to a Goy. A lot of time, a Bocher makes a Chesh, but a Chomish can Chometz. Once a Shaila, not going out to the Psak, was a year, he forgot that he asked his neighbor to take care of the Michael's Chometz for him. Chalamoed, that neighbor called him to ask a favor, he asked him if he took care of it, he said he forgot. The guy never did bitul. I told him, call your neighbor, tell him to burn down your house. He couldn't get back. It was not enough time to go back. It was before Shabbos, but he couldn't get back the second days. I'm just catching on fire, no? You can't be mafkir, that's why I cost a kushusa. Maybe he could mafkir his house. But the neighbor could take the house, yeah? I'm not saying the mice of what we told him to do, it's a big argument with the rabbi. I was more in the tzad to burn the house. Guys, I'm saying, Bochim don't realize. Bochim have chometz. And they go away, and they don't realize that they could have chametz in different places. They could have a suitcase that they left somewhere else. So every yid says kol chamilo. And the Chazal say abodi tzol shirvata. The part of the takana was that we do bitul by night, but we do again by day. So Chazal says, why we do by night? Because by day maybe a guy will forget. So every yid does a bdika. So miyad abodi tzol shirvata. Miyad, when you finish this, we'll chazal on the taken. Now we have a matzah that some bochim don't do b'dika. So again, so they do mechiras yud gimel. But the other time, they do mechiras yud gimel, what they have in the house there. But if they have private chometz that they own somewhere, our bochim takes out a car. There's a car in the car, some chometz. You never made b'dika. Never did beat him. It's a minig of Klal Yisrael to put 10 pieces of bread. Now, it's very not clear who hides the 10 pieces of bread. Some people put them and they look for it themselves. You heard about that minig? Never heard about this minig? Who puts the 10 pieces by you? The kids. Some people, and they have a mocker for it. They say the Gemara learns out from where we learn B'dikas Chometz, Chippus Miner, Vener Miner, from where we learn Chippus, from Binyamin, Menashe, Vayachapes Bagodr, Lubakotim Kilo. And that Chippus, they knew where is the Becher or not. He hid it inside, Jesus, they hid it. So we see the chippus of Bdikas Chometz, you look for something that you know where it is. That is the Shevina Rav brings that raya. The Lamed Chus, and the people that they hide their own bread for themselves. Now, why Lemaise we put 10 pieces? Chutz Manfi Kabbalah. Because we're scared that we'll not find Chometz. So how we make a broche? Maram Chalava says, Chazal, we're attacking a mitzvah to check. And even if I didn't find, I was making the mitzvah, so it's not a bracha levatolah. The mitzvah is to check. The Goyen says, like you say, a mapil. What if you don't fall asleep? But because you want to go to sleep, you also could say a mapil. The Taz says the bracha is on the seifa that we do tomorrow. So I'm going to go to the seifa. Yismach me'ikar adin le'aniach asor p'titi. So the pshat is vile, could be taken, we will not find. So you can't make a bracha. So you're right. So the right thing is that someone will hide for you, and you have a mitzvah to find it. Again, it's not me'akev, but it's an inyan. Now, as a minig of Klal Yisrael, I don't know if you have that minig or not. I'm sure most of you don't have that minig. But as a minig in Klal Yisrael that we burn chometz erev Pesach. I don't know if you heard about this minig. You keep that minig? You do that minig? You sure you do the minig? You do the minig to burn chometz erev Pesach? I think none of you do it, but in a second I will show you. But in Klal Yisrael, I know by us, Lemoshel, we have a minig in my family, we burn chometz erev Pesach. Now, not only if we have chometz, we make sure to have chometz to burn. Why do we kind the mitzvah sreif? Rabbi Yehuda holds chometz b'sreif, even though it's not so poshut, because b'ikar din nechur the chil of Rabbi Yehuda is only the achar chatzois. Kodim chatzois. So lechur, if it's a minei choshu, this is our minei in our family, so it's not like one person in a house, right? Every kid gets a kezayis from the father, he zech in the kezayis and he burns it. This is your minig? Actually, you don't have a minig to burn, your father has a minig. I asked you if you have a minig to burn. You have a minig to burn yourself or your father burns? Every kid gets, your father cuts it to pieces? Oh, that is a good minig. So everyone, now, what happens after your father cuts it? Everyone puts it down, and then what? Who puts on the fire? What? So you have to first put the fire and then throw it in. But if everyone gets a kezayis and then one little kid puts on the fire, no one was behind the mitzvah. So the minig is, again, now, so what is the pshat be'etzin? So how we melamed zchus some people that do like you? Yeah, that one, the father does the fire. Everyone maybe stands there, but maimed, yeah, maimed shloshtom. But the father does the sreifa for the whole family. So what is the pshat? So I said again, could be because be'etzim it's only an inyan. But tell you, Amol, I think it was like 10 years ago, maybe a bit more. They found out that all of the shaitels are made from here, from Avodah Zarah. So everyone took off the shaitels and they burned them. Chaim Kanievsky made a bracha b'shem Malchus levara Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. In America, they didn't do the bracha because they only do it in Eretz Yisrael. For different reasons, they didn't do the bracha there. But so I remember my Rebbetzin, they took all the shaitels, everything that we had, and we went to burn them. It was Leil Motzei Shabbos, all the neighbors also gave. And I went down with my kids in the forest to burn all the shaitels. So I was a shaila. I'm sure Suffolk of it is all you burn. The most you buy new ones later. What's coming down? Yeah. So I remember we were standing there. All my kids, to the Kai Mitzvahs, of the Zohar Me'artzeinu. And I told them that I don't know till when I'll be with you. I told my kids. You know, maybe in 30 years I will not be with you. I don't know when I'll be with you. But I want to remember that Avos Aviseinu, my great-grandparents, when they were in Spain and they asked them to kiss the cross, they said no. And they jumped into the fire for not kissing the cross. I know the Baruch Hashem in our generation devours no Avodah Zarah. It's a horror to do Avodah Zarah, yeah? People do Avodah Zarah, you think they're old-fashioned. But you never know what will change. I want you to remember that was a tzad, a slightly sad suffix, maybe this here is Avodah Zarah. We didn't wait. It's very expensive and it's very hard for mommy to be without it. We didn't have a doubt and we went to burn it. Remember, if one day they force you, remember, we jump into the fire. All of my kids beg me that they want to have a schus to throw one into the fire. Well, you take the same act. Instead of doing it like a mat, you do it like a very choshe rezach. Just be kaddish. The reason we burn the chometz is not only to mekayim the mitzvah. Pashtus, if you most shittus, anyway you're not mekayim the mitzvah erev Pesach, before chatzos. But we want people to know the chomer of chometz. We purish from the chometz. We brand the chometz. That is the idea. We perish from the chometz. From that was the meaning that everyone does the slave. If that is the hezbataka, it's enough one a family. If it's to be kind the mitzvah slave, so it's a chiban yedo yoch. Now you have to know, but if you want to be kind the mitzvah slave, so the fidat taz, you have to be makbid to be chabad to be yoitz the bracha with your father and not because chometz. Because if the fidat taz that the ikra bracha by night goes. Now, in Moshe Sternbuch has a chumra. Since in America it's not so hard, where you burn the chometz? Where?
A big trash can.
What?
Parking lot.
In your own house. So, in America, a lot of people have backyards. And they burn it in the backyard. That's very good. But if you burn it like an Eretz Yisrael outside, in the street, the government brings us a big trash or something, and you put it there. Look at Moshe Sternbuch, he has a chumah. Some shit is that chometz, if it's not b'rshusa, you're not able to b'lihoi. So there's no kium tashbisu. So you have to do the fire inside your house. So he's makpid to do the fire inside his house. Now, there's another eitzah. If the fire is already burning and you throw it, but again, I'm saying all of that is giboit, and the tzad that the sreifas chometz is for the kium of the mitzvah of tashbisu. If the sreifas chometz is not for the kium of the mitzvah of tashbisu, the sreifas chometz is just to show the inyan, then all these chumos are not again. Some people say that if the keli that you're burning it is yours, so keli could be keli b'shusorabim, it's called reshusay. So if you own that little metal that you put in the street, then it's also considered safe for b'shusay. And Lila Seder is next week because the dinner will be no halachas here. The minig is first we do shechiyonu v'shas kiddush. Shemazamna says to be mechaven and all the mitzvahs hayoyim karpas moroi raseivo dalet koises. Then we do kiddush and arba koises shel yai. And Kaddish is the first kois. Why Dalit koises? Rashi brings down Keneged Dalit L'Shoyne Shul Geulo. V'go'alti v'lokachti v'otzeisi v'yitzalti. And kois shel Elio was Keneged V'yivesi. L'osid Lovoy. Shaila is, why Keneged Arba L'Shoyne Shul Geulo we drink four cups of wine? Eat four apples, chayisol nimshol et tapuach. Nuts, neginas ego is yoradati. So what the Ram says, derech eirus. Rashi says, v'mitzaref chaloy mishu saramashkim, it says, four times the kois. Rashi says there's only three, can I get kosher because I'm Muslim? Or can I get down in the Shani Shul Geulo? That it says, Ata koisi v'goyali, koisi v'nascholki, koisi Yeshua, it says Lashon Rabbi. Shem Azalman said, he had a shir before the end of his man, winter, he said, that both things, the Lashon, some people like fish. Two pieces, five pieces, something they can't eat more. Some people like chocolate, 10 bars, 20 bars. wine, if you like wine, the more you drink, the more you want. You saw it Monday, yeah? The more you drink, he says, the ge'ul of the ribayna shalom is that the same thing. The more you have, the more you want. So I'm up to Zach. You see, a bocher has a shvach a day. He doesn't learn. Night said also. As a fest a day, he will sit and learn another 5 hours. And Ruchmiyah says, Im shaboya beyoshon, tishma bechodesh. Shemaya beyoshon, tishma bechodesh. So we call Mekoyim Chazal u'metaken Kadesh Keneged Arba, I mean the four Kaisis Keneged Arba L'Shene Shigul. And after Kadesh we have Ur Chatz. Why Ur Chatz is with a Vav? Kadesh is without a Vav, Karpas is without a Vav, Yachatz is without a Vav. Why Ur Chatz is with a Vav? Second of all, then we have Rochtzo. So the emes is like this. The reason in Chatz we wash our hands, but we don't make a mitzi. We're eating dovo shetibulei b'mashke. It's a machlekes. If you eat cucumber, you have to wash your hands. A pickle, you have to wash your hands. A wet pickle, you wash your hands. Some people, yes. You eat wet grapes, you wash your hands. So, most of the frum people do wash their hands. At least the ones that don't, that leave the light open. Why? It's a machlekes. Me'ikar adin. You don't have to. The ma'aseh, Mishnah Berurah brings down the right thing is that tibulei b'mashke, you wash your hands. Now, let us say that all of us wash our hands. Why are we washing our hands? Because we're going to dip the potato in the salt water. Malav shach. All the year he says he doesn't do it. So why let us say that we do it? So it's true tirutz. One thing is let us say that is like a says yimei tshuva. It's Leil Shimurim, it's a Kodesh Diketon, we're Machmir. Second Teres the Goyen says, we wash Midin Derech Malchus. The king every time washes his hands. The third Teres says, Sheisha Lo Atinoikas. Three reasons. So it means the last reason, the first reason is, we really wash our hands, Mitzah Tibulei B'mashim. The other two Terutzim, no shaykhs. So first of Shmuel Zalman says, this is the reason we say ulchatz. It's not optional. And amoitzi, before amoitzi we say rochzo. Now it's time to wash your hands before amoitzi. And Mishnah Berurah is an interesting stira. And Simen Kuf Nun Ches, he brings down that even Misha machmir to wash his hands on tibuli b'mashke, but if it's pochis mikizayis, you don't have to wash your hands. And Tof Ayin Gimel, if you see in the old Mishnah Berurah at the bottom, he says, "Umikam ani choizer mimashik osafti bekuf nulches." Why? It says to eat karpas pochis mikizayis. Why? Because we don't want to go into brocha achoino for the morah. So why do we have to wash our hands? A raya from here, the betibulei b'mashke, you have to wash your hands. Again, it's only to feed the shittas that the reason we wash our hands in kapas is because tibulei b'mashke. Not because derech malchus or kedesh isha lo tinekes. Now, the Welt is machmir to dip the potato with the fingers inside the salt water. Not with a fork. Why? Because this is a big shaila in halacha. When you eat tibulei b'mashke, you have to wash your hands, the katchil. But if No one's saying if you eat the vegetable soup, you don't have to wash your hands. Why? Because you don't eat it with your hands. What would it be if you eat a pickle, but you eat it with a fork? Normally you eat a pickle without a fork. I'm not going in out there. Yeah? But normally you eat a pickle without a fork. Now you see it's tibbulim mashi, you want to use a fork. So a lot of mefoshim hold it doesn't help. But some want to say, if it's the derech to eat it with a fork, it will help. So you have to know, how is the minhag to eat the potatoes? If the minhag to eat potatoes is with forks, so if you eat it without a fork, you have to wash your hands. But if you eat it with a fork and the minhag is to eat it with a fork, so you're not chayav in tirzidayim, so you don't have the rochza. So for having the rochza, the minhag is to take the potato and to dip it in the salt water with your hands. Now it doesn't mean your hands have to get wet. Even if a part of the potato is wet already, it's called tibbuli b'mashke, and the mele you chayav in tirzidayim. Chazal say, karpas, if you read it backwards, the samach riboy of duba perich. Now what is avodas perich? What is avodas perich? You know what is avodas perich? What is avodas perich? Chayisol oyun in Mitzrayim avodas perich. What is avodas perich? You know what was Avodas Perach?
Peace and
Ramses. What?
Doing the wrong.
So Perach could be mamish, terrible mamish, very hard. Also, Chazal say Avodas Anoshim LeNoshim veAvodas. So I hear the first time I hear very hard. We had to schlep big stones, big rocks, the whole pyramids in Egypt. Yeah, mamish, big jobs. We had to do babysitters. We had to wash dishes. Avodas Anoshim LeNoshim LeNoshim LeAvodim. This is Avodas Perach. This is Avodas Perach. So they say over a moshav, there was a person that was in a jail. And they told him in the jail he had to work the whole time. It was a place of water. And he had to pour out water the whole day from the window to make the whole garden, to water the whole garden around the jail. From the morning to the night, he would pour water out the window. When he came out of the jail, he saw that there's no garden there. He was just pouring water the whole day for nothing. Yeah? He got a heart attack. So some say, this is Avodas Perach. If the Mitzrayim really needed our jobs, so you said one pshat Chazal say Peter Beratzes, one pshat Chazal say Avodas Anoshim LeNoshim. It's not two things. Why was it so hard to build Peter Beratzes? They build, and it collapsed. So the kid builds, you know, takes a piece of wood, he builds a bit, it collapses. If a person will try to build once, two, three, it collapses. He can't build anymore. He doesn't have any more energy to build. Build Peter Berabzes, they felt useless. Then it's a person can't work. If you tell a person, I tell my kids every time when I say it, do like this, up and down. For every 2 hours, $100. No one could do it. For 2 hours. One kid will manage, yeah? You can't do it. Why you can't do it? You can do like this for 2 hours? You think you could? $100? I was in a matzah bakery today. The guy was baking something for 10 hours. He gets 45 shekel, 47 shekel an hour. Much harder from doing this. He did the whole time, like the filler, you know, the wood. You have some guys that know what to do, they grind the metal there, yeah? You go like this. Right in the Rishiva, you can see that, yeah? How they could do it. The answer is because they're doing something. So the Avodas Perech of Mitzrayim was not only that they made the Yidden to work, they made them to work and they feel that they're doing nothing. So this Chazal gives two examples. One example, the Bill Pitten of Ramses. Another, they tell the men to do the woman's job and the woman to do the man's job. If you need me to clean the dishes, take the woman, she does it better. The Talmud says, I'm not washing the dishes because you need it. When the ladies build, they know they don't need a building. For the building, they will take the men. So when they felt that they're not using him in the right way, that was the biggest avodas perech.